Philippians, the third chapter, and verses 13 and 14. I'm reading from the New King James Version. There you will find these words recorded. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Verse 14, I press towards the goal, the mark, for the prize of the high calling or the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. I want to tag this text this morning. It's time for an upgrade. It's time for an upgrade. Hollywood shares with us that a young lady by the name of Beyonce Knowles. Some of you are familiar with her because she became extra famous. I mean, she was already famous, but she became extra famous because of a certain move or dance that she did. And this dance shook up the arena of the brotherhood. I mean, every brother, saved or unsaved, married or unmarried, when she did this certain move, it just shook them up. And because she realized that the move had shook so many brothers up, she in a song apologized for the move that she made. In other words, she said, I didn't really mean to do it. And she echoed the words, uh-oh. In other words, I didn't mean to shake you up like I did. This same Hollywood star, Beyonce, featuring Jay-Z, recorded a song. And in this song, they could be found singing about a relationship between a man and a woman. And as she sings to this man, don't act like you haven't heard it, as she sings to this man, she can be found repeating a certain phrase. And she says to him, let me, thank you, upgrade you. Let me upgrade you. She uses this repetitious phrase over and over in the song, let me upgrade you. And this phraseology, this thought of upgrading, became so famous that even other Hollywood writers put it in their song. Some of you know about, I call her a Hollywood hoochie, excuse me, but some of you know about Lil Mama. In that song called, not lipstick, but young folks, what? Lip gloss, yeah, I know you hadn't been saved all your life. In the song Lip Gloss, she can be found using this phrase about upgrading somebody. And then Kanye West, in his making of Rich Boys Throw Some D's, yeah, throw some D's, he even uses the phraseology, let me upgrade you. And then that little superstar that you used to call Lil Bow Wow when he was a puppy, but now since he's grown from puppyhood, and he's no longer recognized as Lil Bow Wow, he's just known as Bow Wow now. Even in his remake of Paula D's Easy, he uses this phrase. Somebody ought to say he did his homework. He uses this phrase about upgrading you. And upgrade means to improve your lifestyle. And Miss Beyonce, as she repeatedly sings to this man, she says, let me upgrade you. Let me improve your lifestyle. Let me introduce you to something new. Let me introduce you to something that's going to advance your life.
And I want to submit to you this morning that God is saying in the text that I want to upgrade you. I want to advance your life. This is a new year. And it's time for an upgrade in your life. It's time for you to move on from point A to point B. And I want to know, is there anybody in here who's looking forward to the upgrade that God has for you? You see, I want to go higher and higher in the Lord. I'm looking for God to upgrade me by taking me to a new level. Anybody want to move to a new level? I'm looking for God to upgrade me and take me to a new dimension. I want to be able to go some places spiritually that I've never gone before. I'm saying, Lord, upgrade me. And I want to submit to you, First Baptist, that it's time for an upgrade. Look at somebody and tell them it's time for an upgrade. Yeah, it's time for an upgrade. The Apostle Paul shares with us about pressing upward. About moving from where you are right now to a higher plane. It's time for an upgrade. There are three things I want to lay in your lap concerning it's time for an upgrade. If you're going to let God upgrade you, then first of all, you must recognize your position. That's what the Apostle Paul does in 13a. He recognizes his position. You got to know where you're at. You got to know where you are right now if you're going to move to the next level. And the Apostle Paul recognizes his position. He says, brethren, and he's talking to those of us who've been born again. It doesn't matter how long you've been in church. He's saying you still need an upgrade. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. He's saying you still need an upgrade. He says, I do not count myself to have apprehended. I haven't attained. I haven't made it over yet. It begins with you recognizing where you are. And if you're going to recognize your position, if you're going to discover where you are, you need to do a personal assessment. The problem with us is that we're so busy assessing other folks. Great in other folks, and you know, we want to look at the faults and failures of everybody else. But Paul said, listen, I count not myself. In other words, he takes personal inventory of himself, and it begins with you evaluating yourself. And the challenge this morning is to look yourself in the mirror. Look in the mirror and say, mirror, mirror on the wall. Look yourself in the mirror. And guess what? What you see, that's what you get. So I'm saying, pull out that divine mirror of God and take a good look at yourself, because God will show you just like it is. You don't have to worry about him using a trick mirror. You know, there are some trick mirrors that'll make you really look slimmer than you are. And then there are some trick mirrors that'll really make you look thicker or bigger than you are. There are some trick mirrors out here. But when you look at God's mirror, God is going to show you just like it is. So it starts with you having a personal evaluation, a personal assessment of self. The challenge is for you to look in the mirror, and the conclusion is that once you look in the mirror, you will discover that just like everybody else, you're still under construction. You will discover that just like everybody else, you're still a work in progress. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the church. It doesn't matter your position. It doesn't matter how long you've been saved. God got some stuff that he still needs to work out in your life. So you're still in need of an upgrade. You need God to work some things out in your life. It begins with you recognizing where you are. And you'll find yourself saying, I haven't made it over yet I'm not all that I should be. How many of you know you're not there yet? Well, stop trying to fool folks, because they already know you're not there. No, they know you're not that holy. Stop trying to fake them and shake them out, because you're only fooling yourself. You need to let folks know that, listen, I got some faults too. I still mess up. I still sin and come short of the glory of God. Stop trying to put yourself up here and do a personal assessment. But then you got to have a positive attitude. You recognize your position. You got to have a positive attitude. Paul said, listen, I'm not all of that now. But wait a minute. But one thing, that's a positive attitude. If you're going to let God upgrade you, you got to have a positive attitude about the matter. Once you do a personal assessment and realize that you're really not all of that, then you got to be willing to do something about it. And that's the question that I want to lay in your lap this morning. What are you going to do about the personal assessment that you have discovered? What are you going to do about it? What positive attitude do you have? What are you going to do about it? You saying, I want you to upgrade me when it comes to the Word of God. God, I know I don't know enough biblical knowledge like I should. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to make up in your mind this year that I'm coming to Bible study? If I can't make it four times out of the month, I'm going to at least try to make it one time. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to make up, you saying you want your upgrade now? Are you going to make up in your mind that I'm going to attend Sunday school? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to say, Lord, at least if I can't give you a daily quiet time, at least I'm going to give you a weekly quiet time? You got to start somewhere. What's the one thing that you're going to do? What about when it comes to the worship of God? You want God to upgrade your worship? Or do you just want to be a spectator rather than a participator? God is looking for some praise participators and not some praise spectators. What about your worship? I mean, when someone who's leading the worship asks you to stand, are you willing to stand? If they ask you to stand for 5 and 10 minutes, are you willing to stand? The pastor stands for 30 or 40 when he preaches. Are you willing to stand 5 or 10 minutes? If you're in line somewhere and they got a sale and they have those items and you got to wait on them, you are standing in that line. If you want to get in that ball game, you want to get in that celebration that's taking place, you are standing in line. I'm talking about long lines just to get in, and somebody asks you to stand for 5 minutes to get your praise on. You talking about my leg hurts. It doesn't take all of that. But then when it comes to secular things, can't nobody beat you standing out. What are you going to do? That's all I'm asking. You want God to upgrade you and move you upward. What are you willing to do when it comes to the work of God? You've been sitting, you've been a member of this church I don't know how long, and you still sitting down. Somebody asks you where you're working at, what ministry, you've been born again, and what are you doing in the church? You'll say nothing. You want God to upgrade you. Question is, what are you going to do? First of all, you got to recognize your position. You got to be honest and for real with yourself and identify where you are in God before you can move forward. But then secondly, not only must you recognize your position, but you got to release your past. This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me. forgetting those things which are behind me. You got to release your past. Problem with us is that we remember the stuff that we should forget. And we forget the stuff that we should remember. It's just like us in the church. Let something bad happen, Lord, we'll bring it up every year. Still talking about what happened. Over on Percy Mason Drive. Still talking about what happened bad over at Railroad Road. Still talking about stuff in the past that happened bad. That's our problem. What about the good stuff? You already know that trouble is going to fall in every life, in every congregation. There's going to be some rain, but don't focus on the rain. You ought to focus on the sunshine. And when you focus on the sunshine, regardless of how much rain has fallen, you will find yourself saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice
and be glad in it. Release your past. Your past. May I suggest that you release the pain of your past? If you're going to move on, if you're going to let God upgrade you, you got to be willing to let go of the pain of your past. And the pain of your past is a reality. You did get hurt. Somebody did get abused. Somebody did get misused. But you got to let it go, because there's no hurt that God can't heal. You got to release the pain of your past. Maybe somebody abandoned you. Maybe somebody walked out on you. And it's a reality. They walked out on you and they left you. But the good news is that you got Jesus. And if you got him, that's enough. You got to release it. I don't care what it is. Maybe you got hurt in the church. Maybe somebody stabbed you in the back in the church. Listen, you got to let that go. Forget about that stab, because God can heal you. I don't care what you're experiencing in your life. Broken relationship, bereavement, whatever it is. Listen, you need to dress yourself up. You need to put your makeup on and put your lipstick on. You need to go get your hair cut, men. You need to put you some smell good on and say, listen, after all I've been through, I still got my joy. I'm saying it's time to let it go. Look at somebody and tell them it's time to let it go. Tell them they've been hanging on to it too long. It's time to let it go. The next time somebody come to you with some mess in the past, remind them that it's time to let it go. Tell them, I'm not living in the past. I'm living in the right now. I'm living in the right now, because right now God is blessing me. Right now, blessings after blessings keep on coming my way. Right now, this is a day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. Right now is another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Anybody living in the right now? But then may I also suggest to you that you got to release the people of your past. I know you don't like it, but there are some folks that you've downloaded that you got to delete. In order for you to get this upgrade, in order for you to climb higher in the Lord, I got to tell you, there are some folks that's holding you back. They've been holding you back year after year. They've been feeding you some no good stuff, holding you back, messing your mind up, telling you this and telling you that. Listen, it's time for you to let it go. I don't care if it's your boo, your buddy, your dog, or whatever you want to describe them as. That's a good term now. You know, we used to say road dog, but now we just say, that's my dog. Listen, I don't care who they are. I don't care who they are. You need to let them go if they're holding you back.
Sister Jean Ridgel, she probably don't remember this, but in the early 90s, she used to sing a song, "If you can't help me, please don't stop me. Move out of my way. Don't try to block me. I got a race to run. I'm running by faith at the finishing line. I want to see God's face." You got to delete some folks. I've discovered that you need to have ego mentality. And Reverend mentioned it in his sermon on Watch Me Tonight. He talked about the ego. Listen, if you're going to have ego mentality, in order for you to soar with the eagles, you can't hang with the chickens. And there's some chickens that some of y'all been hanging with. And if you want to really fly like an eagle, anybody really want to fly? Anybody want to mount up with wings as an eagle? Listen, you got to get rid of the chickens that's in your life. You see, when you see an eagle, you only see two or three. Have you ever just seen a whole flock of eagles flying together? Now listen, you throw some seed out, some corn out, every chicken will come out and fight over the corn. Get rid of those chickens in your life. All they're trying to do is take from you what God is trying to give you. Get yourself some ego mentality. An ego don't hang down on the dirt, down on the ground. A chicken loves to be on the ground, but an eagle believes in going up high. Anybody want to go high? I said, anybody want to go high? I got to get out of here. I don't know how you feel about it, but I thank God today that I made up in my mind that I'm going to let Him give me an upgrade. Is it anybody in the First Baptist House who decided in 2008 that I'm going to let God upgrade me? If you're going to let God upgrade you, you got to recognize your position. But then secondly, you got to release your past. But then thirdly, you got to reach for the prize. That's what Paul did. Can't you hear him saying, "I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, I'm going to forget about the things of the past, and I'm going to reach forward. I'm going to reach forward because I believe what God has for me. It is for me." Is it anybody in here that's going to reach forward? He said, "I'm going to press my way towards a high calling, an upward calling in Christ Jesus." In other words, I'm going to reach forward for my upgrade. And that's what you got to do. If you want your upgrade, you got to learn how to press your way. Is it anybody in here made up in your mind that in 2008 you're going to press your way? And you see, the devil is your enemy. And the devil is just like a computer virus. Anybody here knows about a computer virus? You see, a computer virus will slow down your operating system. A computer virus will shut down your operating system. And the devil is just like a bad computer virus. He wants to stop you from being all that God wants you to do. And in order for you to get rid of that computer virus, you got to take your operating system and you got to upgrade it. You got to download something that can get rid of it. And that's a word for somebody this morning. You've been trying to get your upgrade, but you've been downloading the wrong thing. If you want your upgrade, may I recommend that you download Jesus. Did you hear me? If you want your upgrade, you better download Jesus.
in the operating system of your life. Anybody here knows that when Jesus gives you an upgrade, then stuff that used to bother you can't bother you anymore. When you download Jesus and he gives you an upgrade, then problems that used to worry you won't worry you anymore. Somebody, I said somebody ought to be a witness. If you download Jesus, he'll upgrade you, and some of the stuff that used to cause you to complain won't cause you to complain. Upgrade Jesus by pressing your way. Press your way through prayer. I heard a songwriter say, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up. And I was saying, by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Plant my feet on solid ground. Won't prayer make a way for you? Won't prayer take care of you? Anybody tried prayer? Prayer will fix it for you. Won't it fix it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Ah, yeah. You ought to try prayer. If you want your upgrade, try prayer. But then you got to press your way through praise. It's a new year. Somebody will tell you, I made it through by praising my way. Won't praise make a way for you? The more I praise him, the better I feel. I said, the more I praise him, the better I feel. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to get my upgrade, because the Bible says that he hangs out amongst the praises of his people. And when praises go up, blessings will come down. If you want a blessing in the form of an upgrade, you better learn how to get your praise on. If you see me running, nobody's behind me. I'm running because I want my upgrade. If you see me jumping and I don't have a jump rope, I'm jumping because I want my upgrade. If you see me crying, lifting up my hands, and ain't nothing wrong, I'm just doing it because I want my upgrade. Anybody feel like praising him? Give him some praise. Tell him thank you. The door is open. God wants to upgrade your life.